Hello, thank you for calling Podcast Phone. For Barely Podcasting, press 1.
Hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Congratulations, you have selected the Barely Podcasting Podcast. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is barely funny.
Blah, blah, blah.
Barely provocative.
Blah, blah, blah.
And barely spontaneous.
So that's what I've been doing at work, trying to match my voice to the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gadgets and gadgets.
What? Oh, sorry. Sometimes funny, sometimes provocative. Oh, my bad. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is
sometimes funny. Sometimes provocative.
I like being without any clothes on, first of all.
But don't take my word for it.
Hey, this is Corby from the Twisted Pickle Show, and just like me, you're listening to Barely on the Barely Podcasting Podcast.
And now, your host who's barely just arrived, Barely!
Yes, folks, it's Barely. I am barely here. I've barely arrived, and I'm barely in stereo. Let's see if I do it over here. Do you hear anything different? I don't see anything different, so I don't get it. But, hey, I am in stereo. This is actually the first episode I've done in stereo. Every other episode I've done in mono. So I don't know if this is going to change anything or not. But, hey, let's give it a shot anyway. On today's show, I'm going to talk a little bit about 9/11. But kind of different. Not really all this, oh, doom and gloom, blah, blah, blah. No, it's going to be a little bit different. Oh, yeah, also, my building is falling apart. I don't get it. And also, cops just don't like me. So, I think that's going to be pretty much it. Let's get on with the show, shall we? Okay, folks, well, I'm not sure if I've really ever explained kind of how my work situation is at work. You know, all that would be where my work situation is, wouldn't it? Anyway, I work in twin towers. They are two identical towers, and there's kind of an atrium in the middle. I mean, it's really kind of weird when you come up to like dates like 9/11 where they're talking about the twin towers in New York coming down, blah, blah, blah. Well, what we had, I mean, we had this kind of thing in the morning on Monday, September 11th, and we did all this kind of thing and kind of, okay, yeah, sad event 5 years ago, okay, get on with it. Well, not really like that, but it was like, okay, solemn thing, blah, blah, blah. We get back to work. Well, I'm sitting there working, and I'm actually in a meeting with someone, and all of a sudden, the fire alarm goes off. I kid you not, folks, the fire alarm went off in my building on September 11th. And none of us had been notified that we were having a drill. We had just had one about 60 days ago. So it's like, there's no need to have another drill this soon. We usually have about every 6 months. Needless to say, folks, we had to evacuate our tower. And we get out. Well, when I got out of the building, the fire department's pulling up. And normally in a fire drill, you just usually have like the firemen who are there, but they're like in polos and all this. I mean, they're not dressed up as firemen. They're just kind of like, okay, we're just watching. They showed up, lights screaming and sirens blaring, and they're pulling out hoses. They're fully decked out. I mean, they have the oxygen tanks on and everything, and I'm looking around, and I'm talking with one of the people who I work with. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. On 9/11, our building catches fire. Of course, I instantly thought of Steve from Extra Points, and also he is with the Wicked Good Podcast. I thought of him instantly. I'm like, oh man, no, please don't let anyone have burnt popcorn because that's what I've been eating for the past 2 days. Actually, that's been my lunch for the past 2 days, so please don't let anyone have burned popcorn, then we ban it. I know, that would just be my luck. Anyway, we get out and we're walking around, find out later that it was just a faulty switch, had tripped, and ironically, it was on my floor. My floor was the one that set off the alarm for the whole building to have to be evacuated. Of course, I think it's someone with a real cruel sense of humor to do it on. Hey, it's 9/11. Let's pull the switch and we're in Twin Towers. Hey, yay, 5 years. But no, folks, I did get evacuated. I was out of the office for like 20 minutes, and then we get back and it's lunchtime. It's like, well, okay, lunchtime, time to go. So in essence, I got a, like a, sorry about that, folks, I got about a free hour of lunch for nothing. So, hey, not bad, but still, it was kind of annoying, and yeah, I'm a dork, because I thought that was kind of funny. All the products they've sold me, will I let them own me? Don't I feel like such a... Okay, folks, I'm not sure if any of you are really into some of the sports that I'm really into. I really love football. I love baseball, and then when football rolls around, I really get into that as well. This has been the kickoff weekend for the NFL season here in America. And I live in Chicago, obviously. I mean, everyone kind of knows that, but it's Bears-Packers weekend. And what that means is the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers have the longest rivalry in the NFL. And it is intense. The NFL had figured, hey, let's start the season with the Bears versus the Packers. This couldn't have been better at work, because we have one guy who's a Green Bay Packers fan, and he rubs it in everyone's face. Oh, yeah, the Green Bay Packers, blah, 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 blah. Well, last season, they didn't do too good, and the Chicago Bears won the division. So it was like, yay, my team won, your team sucks. But this season, he has gone through and saying, oh, yeah, we're going to win more. We're going to sweep, blah, 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 blah. Well, I work with guys who work with Photoshop all day. One of them happens to be a season ticket holder for the Chicago Bears. So we get this guy's picture and some pictures from Bears games that this other guy has gone to. And we start Photoshopping him, putting his face on other things so he has, like, Bears stuff on all over. I mean, he looks like the fanatical Bears fan, even though he's a Packer. This other guy's a Packers fan. Oh, man, we've been putting this stuff up all over the office just to really kind of dig into him. There was actually one picture which got a kick out of the whole department because it was three guys, and then we had this three guys who were in the original picture. And then we have another picture of the Packers fan. He's kind of kneeling down, but the way it looks in the picture, it's a little bit, shall we say, open rear, I guess you can say. Not that there's anything wrong with that, folks, but still, open rear. We started calling the picture Brokeback Bears or Brokeback Packers. But he has this big smile on his face and everything. It was really fun. I wish I had a copy of that image, but I was putting that up all over whenever this guy went to lunch. And he'd rip them down, and I'd put them up again. So that's what I've been doing in my few moments of free time, or whenever I have to go talk to someone, I'm just slapping these things up all over the department. Fortunately, this guy's not my boss, so I don't have to worry about it. My boss is getting a kick out of it, too. So I think that's extra bonus points for me, folks. The other day, I was heading off to lunch with a friend of mine from work, and there's several ways we can get over to the cafeteria part in our buildings. And one way that we went isn't usually used all that often. So we're sitting there, we're talking, and all of a sudden, we notice something on the floor. And we come up to it, and we stop, and we look at it, and we've realized it's concrete. Well, there's a concrete pillar right next to it, and there's pieces of concrete all over the floor. And it's like, oh my God, our building is falling apart. I mean, not the most enduring sign, I guess you can say, of when you're walking around, and you, all of a sudden you look down, and you see pieces of concrete. Not just like little dust or anything. No, this was a chunk. I guess we found out later that someone had gone around with a cart and kind of clipped this pillar pretty hard. But still, How do you clip a pillar hard enough to take about a 2-inch chunk of concrete, full concrete, and just knock it off and it just lands on the floor? And if you do that, why do you just keep going? I mean, you had to have had one hell of a shock when you hit, and then all of a sudden you keep going. I don't get it, folks, but I just kept getting a kick out of it. I'm like, holy crap, our building's falling apart and it's all around us and I don't know what's going to go on. And I work up in a kind of a taller end of the building, so it's all going to fall on me. Notice, folks, how everything seems to revolve around me and how it's going to hurt me and affect me and me. Of course, if my daughter ever hears this episode, I really hope she does not start going, me. Oh, I'd be in so much trouble.
I'm starting to think that I'm lost. When suddenly I'm in the middle of the part I love.
Over Labor Day, and I know this is a little bit late, considering I had a show after Labor Day, but it continues on. But over Labor Day, we were going over to a friend's house, and we were taking this one road that was really rolling. So you would come up to the top of a hill, and you could kind of see over, and then all of a sudden you dip down, and you couldn't see who was in the valley ahead of you. And also in this area, there was no speed limit signs. So you're driving along, and you have honestly no clue, so you're kind of keeping up with what everybody else is doing. Not a problem. Well, as we're kind of coming over and down, I think I see a squad car up ahead with its lights on. I couldn't tell if it was moving, but I'm like, okay, I'm just going to maintain my speed. Not a problem. The road's a little bit wet, so it's like, okay, I'm just going to, I think he stopped, but I'm not sure. And this is a narrow road. I mean, it barely gets two cars passing each other, let alone pulling one off to the side. Well, I come over the next hill, and at the top of the other hill is this squad car. He's moving. He's following someone down, and he's coming my direction. So I see this. I'm like, okay. So I begin to apply the brakes. Well, we have a lot of stuff in the car, obviously. I mean, we're going to a friend's house for a Labor Day party. Had nothing to drink at this point. So I start applying the brakes. Little girl's in the back seat. My wife is holding like a salad or something, and we don't want it to tip over. So I'm applying the brakes, not jamming on them, but I'm applying the brakes as I'm going downhill, and it's kind of a steep downhill. So I'm slowly going down. Well, when I finally get to a stop, this squad car is sitting right in front of me, and I'm pulled off to the side, and he kind of points me over to the side. So I kind of just stay there. And the car he's following pulls off to the other side. I roll down my window, and this guy starts laying into me. He's like, do you know what the speed limit is here? And I'm like, no. There hasn't been a sign since I turned onto the road, so I don't know. And this is not a route I normally take. And he's like, well, you were going 51. I'm like, okay. I guess I was. I probably was right around the speed I was going. He's like, and it's a 35. I'm like, there's no sign. You can go all the way back to when I turned onto this road. There is no sign. And he starts yelling at me. He's like, and were you ever going to stop? Do you know that you're supposed to? I'm like, yes, I do. I have a young daughter in the back. My wife is sitting here holding something. I was slowing down, but it's a slick surface. I'm not going to jam on the brakes and lose control. I mean, that's even worse. And he is yelling at me and yelling at me. Fortunately, he didn't start cursing, because if he did, I would have instantly asked for his badge number, his name, and his supervisor, and I would have gotten his supervisor on the phone at that moment. Because my little girl is watching this, watching Daddy get reamed out by a cop who was just too big for his britches, I guess you can say. I think that's the best expression I could think of. But in the meantime, the guy he initially pulled over takes off. And this officer, I mean, he has this bulletproof vest on and all this kind of stuff. He starts yelling after this guy and running back to his squad car, and he takes off. And I'm just kind of sitting there. I'm like, I guess we can go. My wife looks at me and is like, yeah, I guess we can. So we take off, and that was pretty much the end of that. Until about 3 days later, I'm driving to work. And there's one stretch where I'm going from one expressway to another where it backs up really bad. And I'm running a little bit late. So I'm like, okay, what I'm going to do is there's an oasis here. And what an oasis is, folks, if you don't know, is really kind of a rest stop. But in Chicago, what they do is they build them over the expressway. So you kind of get off on an exit ramp and you go up and you can park and walk over the expressway to get, like, food or take a leak or anything along those lines, get gas. Well, I went up that way, and then once you get to the top of this ramp, you can split off two ways. You can go to the left, which is cars, but I looked to the left, and it was just backed up. I mean, it was non-stop cars. So I figured, okay, I'm not going to go that way. And like four or five cars ahead of me all decided they're going to go to the right. To the right, folks, is where the trucks go. They can get their gas, and then they could pull off and park and, I guess, sleep for the night or something along those lines. So I'm following these other cars. And we get to back to where everything merges back in together to go into the ramp to get back onto the expressway. There's a state trooper sitting there hiding, and he pulls the whole group over. It's like, okay, so I'm going to play dumb. And that was my first thought. I'm playing dumb just because, hey, look, I was following this line of cars. They went this way. I went this way. I didn't know. Well, he starts going through and grabbing everybody's license. And he's like, you know you're not supposed to be doing this. I'm like, it doesn't say trucks only. It says trucks and it says cars. It doesn't say trucks only, cars only. But I didn't say that to him. And he's like, you know this is trucks only? I'm like, well, I was just following everybody ahead of me. And he's like, if everyone else drove off a cliff, would you drive off a cliff? As he walks away with my license. And I kind of wanted to say, no, dumbass, I'd push you in front of me. That's what I really wanted to say, because he was just being a complete and utter jackass. And so he takes, like, 10 licenses, goes back to his car, and sits there. And I can see what he's doing. He's not looking at his little computer that they have in all squad cars now. He's just sitting there. He's not doing anything with the radio. I have a perfect view. I think I was the only one with a perfect view. What he was trying to do, folks, is I honestly think he was trying to make everybody late because they figured they could swing around and go a little bit faster. Of course, at the same time, I have... who did I have on? It was... Oh. I had the Let's Get Naughty podcast on. So when I pull over, the first thing I do is I hit pause instantly because, yeah, he walks over and I hear he hears a sex conversation. That would have been kind of hard to explain. So, yeah, I had to pause that show just so that I could not get pulled over and, like, busted for something or other because this guy was just a prick. So after about 10 minutes of us just sitting there and I had the car in park, and I'm just like, oh, I'm really going to be late. He comes back and hands back all the licenses. But he comes over to me, and I really, really wanted to shoot back and ask him a question to his statement. But he says, if I ever see you doing this again, I'm giving you 3 tickets. I wanted to ask him for what? Because all I could think of was improper lane usage. Even though it doesn't say only, or cars prohibited this way, or anything along those lines. But yet, I'm sitting there watching the clock knowing I'm going to be late for work. So I just take my license and just take off. fortunately, there were 2 more expensive cars ahead of mine. Of course, mine's a 99 Jeep. So, I mean, how expensive is that? And it's falling apart anyway. So, but I'm following a BMW and a Jaguar and a Mercedes-Benz was the other car, and they take off down the ramp. So I decide I'm taking off with them. I saw that copper just look at us, and he glared at us, and I kind of put up the middle finger. Kind of like, sucker, you're number one.
Barely's time in Japan. No wonder they call us ugly Americans.
Well, folks, for my Japan story today, I'm going to actually talk about the police. To go off after the jerkwads that I had to deal with earlier in the past week and a half or so, I figured it'd only be appropriate. Well, the police in Japan are very different. I mean, they still have the same duties that, like, a cop in anywhere has. But what a cop in Japan does not have is a gun. Believe it or not, these guys do not have guns, and yet it's one of the safest countries in the world. Where else would you let a 9-year-old girl go through the busiest train station in the world unescorted? In rush hour, mind you. Nowhere. You would only allow that in Japan. And my sister was perfectly safe. I mean, 9 years old and going... I mean, you would never let a 9-year-old in downtown Chicago or New York or any place like that. But we just let her go and roam around and do whatever, and she made it home safe and never had to worry about it. And the cops didn't have guns. They were never intimidating. And with the way the police stations are there, there's a lot of them. I mean, it's a lot more than you have here in the States where it's one big station. In Japan, about every other block, there's this little... Oh, boy, what would you call it? It was like just a little shack. It was a concrete shack that had... It was maybe about 10 feet by 12 feet. You had like just a sitting booth in one area where there's a desk and a chair and maybe two chairs, and then there was something in the back that I never got to see. That's a police station, folks. I mean, that was really where they would hang out and do whatever, but a lot of times you would see them standing out there just perfectly still, almost like the Buckingham Guards for Buckingham Palace in London. But these cops would, I mean, they were just always watching. And there was one day I was walking home from school and I was coming down an alley, and there was a cop at the entrance to this alley. And like, I think I mentioned this before, I lived in an alley. Actually, I lived in an alley right up the road from the Romanian embassy. So it was an alley, but yet there's an embassy there. It's not like your alleys here in like Chicago where it's two buildings and all this. I mean, this was just a small road that was considered an alley. But I'm walking down one of the roads to get one alley to get to my alley to get home. And I saw a glass bottle. So I'm like, well, let's see what'll happen. And I kind of like watching things kind of break and blow up and all that kind of stuff. Well, what I did was I took this glass bottle, it's like for some iced coffee or something, and I threw it against a brick wall. Well, it shattered. I'm no more than 40 feet away from this cop. And he starts yelling at me, but not like, "You jerk, get back here, blah, 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 blah." He's like, "Excuse me, excuse me." And I keep walking, kind of like I don't hear him. I had headphones on, but I had my tape deck had run out. I mean, this is in the day of Walkman where it was actually a cassette tape well before CDs became popular. But he's like, "Excuse me, excuse me." And he ran after me for, it was like a full city block. And he caught up with me. He's like, "Please don't break glass." I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. He's like, "That okay, don't break glass again." I'm like, "Okay, not a problem." I mean, come on, that was it. But, I mean, they're very polite, they're very nice, and they do this with everyone, and they would help you out if you needed anything. So it was always kind of one of those neat things that these cops were just, like the guys next door almost. Very polite, very helpful. Not like the donut-eating guys who are here in the States. But yes, folks, I mean, it was just really kind of a weird experience. Just kind of seeing that style of cop versus our style of cop, and our style of cops are always getting shot at, and their style of cops aren't. Think they might be able to take a lesson? I don't know, folks. I think they probably should, after all that they go through and kind of bust you up for doing absolutely nothing and are just kind of a pain in the rear. Yes, folks, I know I need to get an intro music for the review section, but yet I'm not that creative. Well, I might be, but yet I'm not. I hear things in my head that I want to put down, but I just can't get it right. Anyway, the show I'm going to be reviewing this week might be a little bit out of left field if you kind of know me. but it's the Manic Mommies. And I've been listening to them for a while. And even though it is two women, it's Erin and Kristen, who are both working mothers, talking about how to raise children and really giving a real world perspective on raising kids in today's day and age where usually both parents are working. It's not just for the women, because dads are also a lot more involved in what's going on in children's lives and stuff like that. It's actually, I've learned a lot of things from this show, and it's very entertaining too. Kristen has probably one of the most infectious laughs. Well, maybe next to mine, but I have heard all over that I have a very infectious laugh. Kristen has one as well, which will rank right up there with Amanda from Me and the Bean. She's the Bean. She has one of those laughs as well. So you can see Kristen, you can see the Bean. They both have infectious laughs. But the stories they come up with, I mean, you have two women who are very, very different, kind of talking about their lives on how they are raising their children. They both have young children, roughly right around my little girl's age, which is two. So I kind of have an idea of what's going on, and I'm kind of right there with them. And everything they're talking about really does relate. It's not all this doctor speak where it's in an ideal world, blah, blah, blah. No, they kind of break it down, and it's like, okay, yeah, my kid was a holy terror. I had to make him stop doing this, so I did that. Well, you shouldn't have done that. Well, yeah, I know. And it kind of goes back and forth like that. And they do bring it down to a real person perspective. While neither of them are, I guess you can say, experts in the, and I'm using the air quotes here, any parent is an expert in raising their child, and you don't need the special degrees or all that extra education. You need to know your own children. And that is one thing these two women really do know, is that they know their kids, and they know what works for them, and they're kind of saying, hey, look, you're trying to raise your children, have your family all together, and be successful at work as well, which is a dynamic that now women and men are all sharing together, so you have all that put into one. And that's why I think it is really one of the better shows out there, is because they were able to pull these experiences from their own lives and have it relate to pretty much everyone now, because a lot of people are in the same boat. I know I am. So it's very much an informative, but yet a very entertaining show. It is a lot of fun to listen to. I mean, these two women will just have fun. I mean, there's times that they're just like, okay, I just want to give the kids back, take them back. I don't want them anymore. But yet at the same time, they do care about their children and their families and everything. And but it's all the feelings that every parent has anyway. I mean, there's times where I'm even like to my little girl, just go to bed, do something else, just leave me alone. I need to be an adult. Or let daddy just have daddy time. And they, Erin and Kristen, really do kind of make it feel that you're not being a bad parent if you feel that way from time to time. Which I do think every parent does at time to time, and yet you kind of feel guilty because it's like, oh, I'm not living up to the whatever image of parenting you think that should be there and all that kind of stuff. And really kind of showing what parenting is all about in the 21st century, I guess you could say. So yeah, check them out. It's at manicmommies.com. And hey, if you're a first-time listener over to them, Let them know that the Barely Podcasting Podcast sent you over.
Mommy!
Hey, Kristen.
What's up, Erin?
I'm having one of those days.
Oh, one of those manic mommy type days?
You know, the kids, the job, the husband, the housework, all of it. It's making me crazy.
Time for a podcast?
Can you come over now?
Oh, definitely. Let me just finish the laundry, get the kids in their PJs, and get Steve dinner, and I'll be right over.
All right, yeah, leave the dirty dishes. It's really urgent.
Oh, okay.
So if you're like us, visit us on the web at manicmommies.com.
Or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Mommy!
Well, folks, I think that's going to pretty much be the end of the show today. Not too much more material that I had this week. I apologize on that. I kind of figured there'd be more, but alas, there was not. But I did get a lot of activity this week. I got several voicemails. I'm going to be tacking them all on at the end. I just wish there was a way that I could go about and kind of do it live. Usually what I do is I'll remember what the comment is and as I put it in and then make my comments afterwards. But there are so many right now. I honestly was seriously debating a feedback show. And actually, I'm coming up to a half an hour. I am going to have to do a feedback show on this one. There is just so much that has come in. So if you've sent in comments, great. I'm going to be putting out a feedback show here and probably I might do it over the weekend. So I'm not going to be doing this every week, only when I just get hit with so much feedback that I honestly cannot really keep on top of it. So I do want to comment on all the feedback. I just don't want to like throw voicemails at the end going, hey, listen to the voicemails. I actually want, because for me, that's part of the interaction with you guys. Since I'm doing kind of a solo show, that is a way that I can kind of interact with someone else, and I do very much appreciate it. So I am going to do a full feedback show. It'll probably be a short show, but hey, it'll still be a feedback show, which is kind of cool. Let's see. Also, I did want to give a big shout out to Dan from the Love, Long, and Prosper podcast. I don't know if any of you have been to the site within the past few days, but I moved over to a new hosting service, and since they're not paying me, I'm paying them. I'm not giving them a free plug. But I've also started using WordPress. And I will freely admit I'm a complete novice when it comes to this stuff. So Dan has been walking me through piece by piece what's really going on with it and how to get it all working and get it all up to date. So Dan, I so much appreciate all the help you've given me. You honestly don't know how much I appreciate it because the site is kind of back up and running. So there's a few new things to it. There's a few things that are kind of different. Adrian, also from The Gas, has been helping me out a lot with the logo. Again, folks, I don't have that creative talent in that aspect, so I'm relying on other people to kind of help me out, and that is the beauty about the whole podcasting world, is if someone has a problem, you just go out and ask, and all of a sudden you have a lot of people that are kind of willing to come on and say, hey, look, I'll help you out, and let's get this. So yeah, Adrian from The Gas, thank you so much for helping me out with the logo stuff at the top, and I really do appreciate that as well. Also, if you have any comments that you want to give me or any help with setting up the new site, just let me know. I mean, I'm more than willing to accept anybody's help. I am such a dork. But yeah, so I'm kind of getting the feel for this new WordPress. Also, in the next probably 2 months, I will be changing the feed. If you are going to be going through the old feed, which is through Libsyn, there will be a special message always tacked on to the beginning of every one of those episodes, which will only be through that feed so that you're kind of reminded, whereas if anybody else, I'm going to try to figure out how I can switch over the feed in iTunes. Those people won't have to hear the, oh, remember, you got to switch your feed. I'm going to be closing this feed down and blah, 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 blah. They won't have to hear that. And I think I figured out the way to do it. I'm still working on the feed itself, so that's still taking me a little bit of tweaking and playing around with. But once I get that up, I will be switching over. Most people in iTunes, I know that's my most popular downloading service right now. Hopefully you won't even notice that there's been a change, and it'll just be seamless for you. But if you're not using iTunes, I'm going to try to remember where all I have my show listed at. I know I'm already trying to get in touch with Podcast Alley because I know I'm there and I gave them my feed when I first started. I need to find a way to be able to switch that feed over to something else. Also, they have my old website address too. I wish there were a way I could just kind of tweak my feed on my own without having to use someone else's service or talk to someone. Just say, hey, look, my feed is different. Here's what it is. Boom. Hit enter. It changes. But I guess that's not going to be for me on a few places, so I'm going to have to try to tweak it and get it all working right, which is going to be a royal pain in the rear in some places, I think. I just have a gut feeling on this one. Anyway, I think that's pretty much it. I am going to shut the show down now, and there will be a feedback show, which I think I'm actually going to be the first on this one. I know Me and the Bean has a weekly feedback show, and that's a couple cast. Red Boy did a feedback show, but again, couple cast. And then For What It's Worth recently did a feedback show, and once again, couple cast. Then there's me. I'm a solo guy, and I'm going to have to do a feedback show here. So, yes, folks, I am going to be doing that. And again, voting is still open over at, podcastpeers.org. If you are a podcaster, go out and check out all the shows that are nominated. If you are not a member yet at podcastpeers.org, you do have to have a podcast. You do have to have it up for a certain amount of time. But go over and check out all the shows that are nominated in all the categories. And I'm in the newbie category, and currently I'm up against Bucket, the Wicked Good Podcast, Armchair President, and the PodSafe Comedy Countdown. That's the people in my category. I'd appreciate it if you'd vote for me. If not, I mean, if you see a different show, hey, vote for them. I don't want to kind of sway everyone my way. Vote for Barely. But yet, at the same time, I think this is honestly a very good way of setting an award for, this is by podcasters for podcasters. You get one vote, so you can't just stack the vote some way. So yeah, if you're a podcaster, go check them out. If you're not a podcaster, go check out the front page of there. Look at the podcasts, not podcasters tab, the podcasts tab, and see what shows did get into the finalists to be nominated for these awards, the Podcast Peer Awards. There are so many excellent shows out there, and this is really a good representation of some of the best ones out there. There were a few that I wish had made it, but yet at the same time, there are a lot of shows that I've never heard of, which I've been listening to, that it's like, wow, that's actually a pretty good show. So go check out all these shows. I mean, every one of them deserves something because they are some of the best shows out there. And when they redo the categories, they, like I said last time, they do it twice a year with different categories each time. You'll find a whole new slew of shows that you'll be able to listen to. But yeah, go over there if you're a podcaster. Vote for whomever you feel is the best in each category. There's a lot of categories. You'll really enjoy all these shows. And if you would be so kind, also vote for Barely. Okay, and I think that's pretty much going to wrap it up for me today. I'm coming up on somewhere close to 40 minutes. The music you've been listening to in this episode is the song Identity Theft by the band Cinch, and you can find them over at the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. You can get in touch with me many ways. Of course, I'm sure you could all repeat these by now. But you can go to the website at www.barelypodcasting.com. You can leave me a MyChingo message, which is just pretty much an audio voicemail message if you have a microphone hooked up to your computer. Or you could just leave me a message in the shout box. It's a text thing. And I do check it pretty much off and on all day. Depends on how it is at work. But sometimes I do get in there and just kind of hang out there for a while. So, yeah, you can have a real-time interaction with Barely, or a barely real-time interaction. You can also leave a comment on any show that you've listened to. And I am going through and cleaning it up. There are a couple double posts here and there, so I am cleaning that up. That was when I imported from all the old postings that I had. But yeah, you can leave a comment there. You can also leave me an email message, which would be at barely@barelypodcasting.com. Or finally, you can leave me a voicemail message at area code 206-984-DORK. And if you need help with that, I guess I will tell you what those numbers are. That would be 206-984-3675. And that, yes, that is my voicemail. It's also put up right at the top of the website. So, yeah, definitely go check out the website. Tell me if it looks like crap or if it looks halfway decent. So, and I think that's going to be it for me today, folks. And until next time, which will be the feedback show, hey, leave me feedback and then I will get put it into the next show. So, hey, it's all about you next time, but this time it was all about me. See you then. How the hell can I do any work with this?